I heard said that last Sunday, Elder John Yanomak went till about 10 after, so we're okay, Mark, Brother Mark, today. So we very rarely do that, or never. I watched the sermon and all, and he said so many good things and things. I thought, you know, that congregation, they enjoy this subject matter. So I'd encourage you to go watch it if you weren't here, weren't a lot here. Just a couple of thoughts. The fifth chapter of Second Corinthians, fifth chapter, 20th verse. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. So in this verse and just a couple other verses that I'll read and comment on, there are a lot of pronouns that it could be anybody that they're talking about, us and we and they, him, so forth. But and of course, starting off, if you go back just a couple of verses that Christ reconciled us to God. He did that eternally. This is not talking about that we reconcile ourselves to God eternally, but in this life, be reconciled, certainly to the truth of the gospel. Reconcile, because sometimes it goes against our grain to think of that. And if we're thinking somewhat straight, well, why did he die for me? Why did he love me first? Why did he do this and bestow this upon me? But let me, in this 20th verse, as though God did beseech you by us. So we're going to talk about just for a moment the ministry. Certainly, Paul is an apostle. God beseeches, so he beseeches someone by the ministry. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. I know justification by faith, we, by exercising our faith, we're justified within ourselves. We realize as difficult as it may, it was always for me to say, yes, I am one of God's elect. I'm one of his children. But with within our souls, we're given that the declaration of righteousness within ourselves. No one else sees that. No one, but that's within ourselves, and it's through Christ. It says, let me skip to the first verse in the sixth chapter, right there. We, that's the us above, as workers together with him, that's God. We then, the ministry, the apostles, as workers together with him, certainly we need him in this. Preachers are just go on and on about the fact that you all need to be blessed if you're going to hear the gospel message. It'll just fall on the ground if he doesn't bless it. And he can bless you with what you need. If it's comfort, whatever it is, to be lifted up, to realize your sinfulness and depravity, but then to realize that Jesus Christ has wiped that away. He's obliterated it, and we'll go into in this life what we're to do with that. Don't just sit on that. Don't just sit on it. We then, as we're, let me turn to First Corinthians. Real, you don't even have to turn there. 1 Corinthians 3, the 9th verse, to get the wording here. For we are laborers, workers, together with God. There's the wording. We are laborers together with God. We then, as workers together with God, with him, beseech you also. We also need this. Ministers need this as well. We are in God's family. But we beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. Now, eternally, and when we were called at some point in our lives, when we were regenerated, we were passive in that, we did not receive that grace in vain. No, that was a perfect work.
Yes.
That's when we realize what Jesus Christ has done for us. So that can't be talking about receiving that grace in vain. But ye receive not the grace of God in vain. I'll skip verse 2, that parenthetical statement. Go on to verse 3. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. So he's still talking about we and us and you all. But giving no offense and that offense means to stumble in sin, to trip and fall in sin. I know that the gospel of Jesus Christ is going to be preached in this world till Jesus Christ, till we hear our names called. It's going to still be preached right then, till then. But I think so much about the ministry as a whole today, and how we should be really one entity that God gives His gospel to His people through the ministry. The preaching of the gospel is through the ministry. It said in that 20th verse of the 5th chapter, God did beseech you by us. So He's doing that. So there is a lifting up in that of the preaching of the gospel if He blesses it. And so it is well, He delights when we don't receive His grace in vain in our lives, that we appreciate that, we're thankful for it, we use it. And so many times, maybe in the things that we're experiencing, maybe that's the only thing that we have that we press on, because I don't want to stumble in sin, in this occasion of sin that the ministry be blamed. And we have an effect on all the ministry, and we look to one another for that strength because we have a common bond, and because we are simply sinners saved by the grace of God, but called to preach the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm thankful that we have all we have, which means everything, is to preach the sovereign grace of God Almighty. And the sovereign power of Jesus Christ being God, that when He said, "It is finished," it was finished. Why would we think anything else? That grace, let's not receive that in vain. May God bless you, Brother Mark.